half-assed bowl of dude soup. Oh, wait, we're not that podcast. But it's still half-assed whatever. Izzo's sick. Too lazy to play a video game today. We're doing it from the living room. So we don't even want to set up the basement for it.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're old? You get tired and you get chips and guacamole and beer.
And Taylor's blocking me. Yeah, it's too far away to get to the chips and guac.
Oh, Jameson's in frame, but he's all up there. Stop. Do not cry, dog. There's no crying on podcast.
I actually don't even know he's in frame. That's why he's crying.
Oh.
Jameson, go get your chip.
Thank you for the chip, sir.
Let's try that again. Oh, you gave it to him?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, this is also a short podcast because I ain't much to talk about.
Yeah, there really wasn't much going on this week.
Just wearing my Mario shirt in honor and celebration of the SNES Classic being released. You're like, Josh, why aren't you guys playing that? Because the lines were too long to get a physical one, so I had to order one. Luckily, I got one from Thinky. Woo! Way to go, Thinky.
Honestly, yeah. I was shocked that our Walmart had a line just long enough for us not to get one.
Yeah. I looked at that line, I was like, I don't know if we're going to get one if we want to wait in that line. But that's 2 hours we got to wait in this line with these people. And I'm better than these people. If I'm at the front of the line, I don't want to be here. So we did. And then I drove by Best Buy this morning on my way to work. I looked at that because I was like, I don't know how many people know that Best Buy's handing out tickets at 7 a.m.
Oh.
So there might not be a line. And since I was leaving for work just before 7, I was like, there's no line. I'll get a ticket and come back later. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking long-ass line. I was like,
yeah, honestly,
nope,
I mean,
I gotta go to work.
That announcement, what happened, what, yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God, now I got another dog on me. Fine, whatever.
It's because you allow it.
No kisses.
But, Taylor, stop growling. Taylor doesn't like it. She doesn't like Sharon. She's a bitch. So I got one, just don't have it yet, and it hasn't been shipped yet. I was really hoping it would ship before the end of the day, so that I could maybe have it like Monday or Tuesday, but I'll be lucky to have it by Friday.
Yeah.
But whatever, I got one, so I'm not gonna cry over not getting one.
Yeah,
and my mom's in the middle of nowhere, Indiana right now, so I didn't tell her that I got one,
because
if she grabs me one for like taking care of her dog, I'll gladly have two. Sell one on eBay for fucking $300.
Oh, so I wouldn't even get the option.
Do you have $80?
Actually, I do.
No, maybe I would sell it. Maybe. See how much those prices are going by the time they get back.
I won't go over. I will pay tax. That's about it. Nah, it's, I probably really wouldn't appreciate that much. Plus, I can always just play yours.
Well, but, yeah, I'm eating chips during the podcast, but whatever. Fuck you. I'm not sure contempt for our viewers today. Be angry. But views are actually up on the YouTube channel, which I'm happy about.
It's good, good.
We're climbing. We're almost at 10,000 mark where we can start getting money again. Which irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah. That was very surprising. When
fucking
that
PewDiePie. You get no more benefit of the doubt from me. Dickhead.
I know nothing of the man. All I know is his name sounded weird to me.
He's sucking dick. Fucking his antics keep costing the rest of us smaller YouTube people.
Very true.
What a dick.
Yep.
Anyways, so Izzo's sick. He was going to give us his review of Wonder Woman because he finally watched it. He picked it up on 4K Blu-ray this week.
Oh, he finally saw it.
I'm not going to spoil his entire review, but he said it was okay. He said, definitely not Oscar-worthy. But he gave me a whole rundown when we were chatting earlier in the week, so we'll save that for next podcast.
I have a question, but I'll ask that off the air.
Yeah.
Just to not spoil it.
Exactly. So, you want to talk about this more, so we'll skip it to last. Oh, yeah. This podcast also isn't brought to you by anybody this week.
Oh, so nobody.
No sponsors this week. But the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer dropped. The game looks gorgeous. It's
prequel. It looks beautiful.
Looks like you're playing in Dutch's gang. For those of you who played the first game, you're hunting down Dutch's gang as John Marsden, a former member of the gang. So that's going to be interesting to play the prequel. So it'll be further back in the Old West, so probably no cars. And less high-tech stuff, though nothing you really used in that game was high-tech. But
like, was there cars in the last one?
Yeah.
Oh,
because the last one takes place at the very end of the Wild West.
Like right before the Industrial Revolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. because I
so this one I think said like
cool. I never played it for some reason. I had it. Just never played it.
What? You had it and never played it?
I was still in the middle of college.
That's when you have time to play games.
I did not.
But this is this might be a controversial statement, might not. I'm not really sure where it falls. But Red Dead Redemption, way better than any Grand Theft Auto game, in my opinion.
It had a better story, I can at least say that.
Definitely better story, and I was more invested in the character. I think it's because it's got that redemption story where in Grand Theft Auto, you're almost always playing a shithead. So it's easier to get it was easier to get invested in John Marsden than it was in any character I've ever played as in a Grand Theft Auto game. And I've actually surprisingly played all the Grand Theft Auto games. Never beaten a single one, because I get too sidetracked like halfway
through. Oh, yeah.
I think the closest I came was 4.
The closest I came was Vice City.
Okay, I never, well, I take that back. I've only played all the numbered Grand Theft Auto games, but I never played Vice City.
That's the only
one. I didn't have a PS2 at the time, and it
was. I mean, that was the only one that I, out of the Grand Theft Autos I played, that didn't have a number attached to it.
Yeah.
But that was the one I also.
There's only that one and Grand Theft Auto, like Great Britain or England or whatever. Because there was one that wasn't a direct sequel to Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation.
Well, 4 had all those named DLCs, like The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, but that's DLC, so that's technically part of a number one.
I think you play a different character in
this. Well, I know, but it's still part of the number series, right. So it's just DLC, because a lot of DLC, sometimes you don't play as the main.
Oh, yeah, you have new stories, like with, not Grand Theft Auto, like with Dead Rising 3. All the DLCs were new stories with new characters.
Yeah.
So it was just running on the same engine.
Oh, speaking of Dead Rising, Dead Rising 4 will be 4K upgraded for the Xbox Scorpio. I was looking through that list yesterday.
I have to pick that game up and start playing it again because I bought it.
Also, if you haven't checked the website, I put my review up of Sonic Mania. Fantastic game. Maybe my new favorite Sonic game. I like it. There's some irritating things about it, but it's just irritating things that have to do with Sonic games in general.
Oh, yeah.
The boss battles are more interesting.
Are they?
And in fact, each act has a boss battle. So when you finish Act 1, you have like a mini boss battle, and you fight the main boss at the end of Act 2.
Oh yeah, you were saying that instead of the sign that you get.
Well, you get the sign after you beat the boss, but yeah, you don't just run through the sign. You actually have a boss battle.
Gotcha.
And I found out, because I didn't play much Sonic 3, but you know Sonic 3 had like the 3D where you have to get all the blue orbs and stuff like that to get the Chaos Emerald.
I didn't play Sonic 3, but Sonic and Knuckles did have that too.
Well, Sonic and Knuckles was just 3 with those palettes, or skin swap.
Same game. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually did not know that.
But anyways, yeah, so I suck at that bonus game. Like, I am fucking terrible at it.
You know, I played Sonic and Knuckles enough to where I actually got okay at that.
See, I think part of it is the lack of a D-pad on the Switch.
That would actually...
Because I found using the joystick, it's damn near impossible. And then I was using... Yeah. I don't know why Nintendo got rid of their... Well, I know why they got rid of their D-pad, because of the way the Joy-Cons work when you take them off the thing. But using the 4 buttons on the Joy-Con, not as precise as using the old D-pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's kind of like I'm fucking up, and it's like every time like I see it coming, it's like, fuck! And I mess up.
I would have thought that would have been more accurate.
Not for me.
I have the separated buttons and whatnot.
I feel if I had a D-pad, I'd be better.
Right.
I'm going to blame it on that.
I mean, I haven't played it, so I really don't have
any. I'm going to blame it on that and not my lack of skill. So, obviously, the controller's fault.
I will easily admit, plus we have it on tape, that I've just never really been that good at Sonic. Like, I've been okay, but that's partly because of the fact that I never officially own.
Yeah, because I have that retro Genesis thing, I'm going to have to beat Sonic 3. It's the thing on Sonic game I've beaten, not counting Mania, which I'm in the process of beating.
Yeah,
I did my review before I beat the game. What of it? Fight me. I played enough of the game to realize that it's good and I like it.
The little drunk little Irish midget from Family Guy?
Yeah. Fight me. Oh, and I finally got into Rick and Morty. Started that last Friday. I already finished it. God, it's funny. But fellow Rick and Morty fans out there, stop being dicks to the female writers, because that's a thing. Stop reading too much into the series. Yes, I know Dan Harmon and the other guy like to drop hints and clues, but I just feel I feel people are reading way too much into shit. Mm. Like, the only theory that I've heard that I can kind of go along with is that Evil Morty is R. Rick's original Morty.
I did see that video before you actually got into Rick and Morty. It was like maybe like a day or two.
Yeah.
And all I was thinking was, yeah, I could see that being the case, even though I didn't watch every episode like you did. I watched enough of it.
Yeah. Because in the opening credits, you see Rick and Morty running from these creatures trying to eat them. Rick makes it through the portal, but Morty doesn't.
Yeah.
So that easily, since that clip doesn't appear in the show, it's just in the title sequence, and there are clips from the show in the title sequence, one can assume that maybe that's Evil Morty. I mean, that's like the only fan theory that I've heard that I really think is plausible. Like, Rick being future Morty, I don't like, because the show's really never done time travel. And from what I understand, they won't touch time travel because they don't want to be sued by Universal for the how close it is to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the case. Go watch the game, not the game theorist, the film theorist, but it's done by Matt Pat, the game theorist. Yeah. He's got a lot of Rick and Morty videos up, and I've gone back. See, I've watched them before I started watching Rick and Morty, and they didn't really make much sense to me. I just enjoyed Matt Pat's videos.
Yeah.
So I watched them, like when new ones came out, I'd watch them to kill time. But now that I've watched Rick and Morty, I've gone back to rewatch those, and they make more sense now.
Oh, I have a question. You remember, I don't know if you got this Loot Crate, but remember when we had our initial run with Loot Crate, not as a sponsor, just as, you know, as customers.
The shirt?
The shirt. What is that reference?
I have to look at it again. I think it's the portal gun, but I have to look at the shirt again because I don't remember exactly what the shirt looks like.
Yeah, actually, I don't even. I haven't worn that shirt in a while. I do enjoy that
shirt.
I
forgot I have that shirt. I'm going to have to pull it out. I don't know where it's at. It's probably shoved down because.
Oh, yeah, mine's shoved in one of the drawers somewhere.
Yeah, because.
In one of my drawers.
I wasn't watching Rick and Morty, so.
Yeah.
Shit, I hope I didn't get rid of it because I purged a lot of shirts that I don't wear. But the Loot Crate ones, and again, this one's not sponsored by Loot Crate, but the code still works. You can go to trylootcrate.com and give us some money. But the Loot Crate shirts are really soft and nice. And
I really like.
I don't think I would. I think I would have turned it into a gym shirt before I got rid of it. Because like my World of Warcraft shirt, that's a gym shirt. My Seth Rollins shirt, because I don't particularly wear like that like gray with white.
Yeah,
that's a gym shirt. It's a pretty good gym shirt too. Because they're at least comfortable, whether or not you like what's on the
shirt. Yo, I've noticed that like sometimes the shirts aren't the same material.
Yeah, they switch it up.
Yeah, they do switch it up, but I do like the really soft ones. Like, I love the Deadpool one, because that's a really soft one.
Yeah.
The one that I got that was for Magical Beasts and Where to Find Them, that's a soft
one. I skipped that crate.
Yeah, you know.
Excuse
I
me.
Didn't. I
all right, enough about Loot Crate. They didn't sponsor this video, so we're not talking about it anymore. No more free plugs. Okay, so we're going to go on to the main topic. Taika Waititi, I know I fucked up his first name, the director of Thor Ragnarok and The Wilder People, he is now being tapped to direct the Akira movie. That's still a thing.
Why is it still a thing?
And, of course, with the Akira movie being talked about, there's this talk of whitewashing, which there always is when a Hollywood does a movie. And we kind of know my stance on that. The majority of this country is white and black. So if we replace Asian characters with white and black characters, that makes sense to represent the majority of this country, whereas like if the Japanese or Chinese adapt one of our American properties, they don't cast white people and then they cast Asians. But besides the point with Waititi, because I'm not pronouncing his last name right, directing it, he is, I don't know exactly what, I know he's either a Kiwi or an Aussie. I can't remember which one's, I think he's Australian.
Oh, just by judging by the sound of that last name, I thought he was, I thought he was African.
No. And I've seen what he looks like. He might be mixed. He's not black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I can't place it, because I know where he's from. He's from the Australian continent.
Yeah, that, I mean, that...
New
that,
Zealand. But I've seen what he looks like.
That doesn't sound
and
like...
He doesn't, I'm not sure, like, his ethnic background, and I'm not going to get into that. But he's a person of color, for lack of a better term, since I don't know his ethnic origin. So I think a fear of him whitewashing the movie, if he does write and direct it, I think that shouldn't be a fear, because I feel no matter who he casts in the roles, he's going to be casting the best person for the role, you know, if the studio isn't too hands-on mm-hmm. with it. And I feel at this point with Akira, the fact that they've yet to make the movie and it's been kicking around for like 20 years, that I feel the studio...
Have you heard anything about the last time it was still bubbling up into production?
Yeah, Leo was supposed to play the main role.
Yeah, but did you hear anything about the script back then?
No.
That script was Akira in name only. That shit was terrible.
Did you actually read the script?
I read a good chunk of it.
Okay.
It was really bad.
Well, no, but the thing... Watiti, he would write his own script because he wrote most of Thor. He wrote Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with him at the helm, especially if he's given full control, which the way his star is rising, I don't see him taking that without full control.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who he casts in the role, he's probably casting for the tone of his script, which I have to wonder if it would be more comedic or how he would do it.
I don't think it should be made. I just don't think that movie should be made. I like the movie. I know you don't particularly care for it that much. I believe you thought it was overrated.
Highly overrated.
Because I think that's because...
But...
It's also because it was hyped up to you
mercilessly. And I've read the manga, and the manga is so much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't read the manga, actually.
I actually got my hands on a manga that's printed correctly for English audiences.
So they flip the pages around.
Yeah, I can't fucking stand when they reprint manga and it's done the Japanese style. We don't read that way, so it should not be printed that way. I hate that fucking... Seriously, if you're one of those people, especially if you're not Asian American, if you are a white or a black American and you are from this country and you say, I prefer my manga to read back like backwards considering from the Western world, you're a fucking poser. And what is that word for Westerners who want to be Asian? Weibo? There's a word for it.
Asian Americans just call them eggs.
No, there's an actual word for it. It's like, I know Izzo would know.
Gaijin?
No, it's not Gaijin. It's like Weibo, Weibo, something like that. Anyways.
Waifus?
Maybe that, waifu.
I've seen that word kicked around and I'm not exactly sure what it refers to online, but
yeah,
it's outside of, you know, weird pillowcases with anime characters.
It's mocking Westerners who are way too into Asian culture.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what you are. Because you're from the Western world. We open books this way.
And read. I just call them eggs.
We read left to right. And I can't... I remember when we were at Free Comic Book Day, they had the Volume 1 Attack on Titan English manga.
Yeah.
And it was backwards. I was like, nope, fuck that.
I think I grabbed it anyway.
I think you did. And I left it alone because I was like, nope. I refuse. I'm not doing that.
I mean, all it is just switching the side of the binding. That's all you'd have to do. I take that back because you would have to reorder the pages.
No, you wouldn't because they're reprinting them anyways to print it out in English. They can print it out right. You gotta think about it. They gotta get rid of all that Asian text and type it in there in the computer. You just print it out right. And it's fine.
No, you would still have to reverse the order. Remember, I work at a magazine with printing.
You still do that.
Yeah, I know. It's still easy. I'm just saying. You still have to reverse the order.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying is,
yeah.
It's just a fucking click.
Yeah.
So, no, that irritates me. But, I actually did read the manga of Akira, and it's, again, because it's, again, like, adapting any book into a movie, they condensed it.
Yeah, they cut stuff out.
Which, you know, maybe they should have gone the making it a miniseries route than making it a, you know, movie route.
I'm surprised they never did that with its popularity.
The Japanese, from what I've seen, aren't big on reboots for the most part. I know Cowboy Bebop's getting one. But for the most part, I can't really think of any reboots for like anime or mangas.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I thought that was a sequel.
No,
I never watched any of the
Full Metal. It wasn't a sequel. The problem with Full Metal Alchemist, the regular one, is there was more stuff that happened. If I understand this correctly, I might have this wrong, but I understand it as they did not follow much of the story and it ended abruptly. Mm-hmm. And then Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood was a new series that actually did the story.
Yeah, speaking of the film theorist and MatPat, he did a thing about Full Metal Alchemist. That was a dark fucking story.
Yeah, I watched All the Brotherhood. It gets really dark.
I was like, holy shit.
It's really good, though. I actually think you would dig it, and it's on Hulu, but I think it's... I don't know how much of it is dubbed.
I need it dubbed.
I know a good chunk of it is dubbed. I just don't know how much of it is.
I can do... I can do Dragon Ball subtitle because...
You just come to talk to me while I'm watching it. Yeah, so you got used to it a little bit.
Get sucked in and watch it. But also it's because Dragon Ball's very light. It's not like deep stuff where a lot of the anime we watch that's not Dragon Ball is pretty serious shit.
Yeah.
And I need that in English.
Because I understand that.
Because the thing is like, with Dragon Ball, I can get caught up watching a fight and not pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah.
And not really lose my spot in the story. Mm. But, like, Attack on Titan, if I'm not paying attention...
That's kind
of
hard.
Yeah, if I'm not paying attention to what's being said, I can lose track of the story.
Oh, yeah.
And lose part of the action because I'm too busy reading.
Honestly, and not seeing the action. With that particular one, I'll admit, there was a couple times I had to rewind. And I'm a seasoned anime sub-watcher.
Yeah. No, I will say from watching Attack on Titan in Japan with no subtitles at all, sometimes you don't need to understand the language to understand what the fuck's going on.
Oh my god, that guy just bit his ear off! I'm going to go have a cigarette.
You're just watching a lot of death happen. You know,
Keenan.
And the artwork's so good in Attack on Titan, like the facial expression, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You can kind of follow that story without knowing what's being said. You're like, oh.
Yeah, just imagine trying to watch those first 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Like I did.
It'd be so hard.
In my cubicle and trying not to scream out, oh my god!
Yeah. Because there's so much going on the screen, there's so much being said, and you gotta just try to do that.
Yeah.
That's why I like my stuff dubbed. Because for the most part, and I get like why people preferred sub back in the 80s and 90s, because the dubbing was god awful. But it's gotten so much better now. Like,
depending on the series, though.
Okay, well, I will classify this as everything I've watched.
Yeah, because I'll never forget when you were having a poker night and you just turned it on TV and I was like, oh, Bleach, oh, this is one of the good episodes. And then I didn't know about the dubbing in that episode. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, Izzo hates the dubbing of Bleach. I remember that.
Yeah, because it wasn't that, like, the dubbing for it wasn't bad.
Because they had a Bleach video game.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him a picture of it when I was at Best Buy for the Wii.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope. Because I can't get into Japanese, it's only dubbed, and the dubbing's terrible.
It's only dubbed? Those games normally have the option to switch it to Japanese. Especially Bandai Namco.
I didn't look that much into it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Izzo would know, because that's his favorite manga, so, and favorite anime.
Technoman is, sir?
Well, it's Technoman, Gundam, and Bleach. So, if I remember Izzo correctly.
That was his online handle for a while, Technoman. That was his AOA handle.
Oh, that's right. You never watched that.
Mine was Raven because of the wrestler Raven.
Yeah.
And I was really into the crew at the time, and I was like, that
always. Technoman, I think you would also dig, and I have it on DVD, and it's dubbed.
I'll have to check it out. I like lighthearted stuff.
Mm. It doesn't stay lighthearted.
We got way off topic, though. Yeah, so, Kira. Let's cast it real quick. At least... No, that's not, because I don't remember too much of it. I just remember Akira and the guy on the bike. What was his name?
Kaneda.
So let's cast those. We'll go with Asian cast and Western cast. Which, it can be an Asian American for your Asian cast. I'm just shooting that out there.
I couldn't cast that movie.
The dude from Fast and the Furious as Kaneda.
Kaneda,
whatever.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that one.
And we'll go the kid from Off the Boat as Akira. That's my Asian cast. Fresh off the boat, that ABC.
Yeah, movie. I know, but you missed the... Well, not that I know that they're doing... I don't know what version of they're doing. If they're doing some bastardization or something closer. You didn't cast Tetsuo, the main villain.
No, you cast him. So I don't remember. It's been like 20 years since I read the manga.
Tetsuo, if I had to pick... Man, the biggest problem with that movie is the characters are so young, and I can't think of any young Asian American actors.
That's why I could pick the kid fresh off the boat.
No, I mean, he works for Akira because Akira was technically an old child.
Yeah.
But Tetsuo, like, I can't think of it. Well, screw it. We'll go with, I'll say Ludi Lin from your favorite, the Power Rangers movie.
That one sucks. Wait, are you talking about the new one or the old one?
Your favorite.
Not so the new one, the good one.
No, the shit one.
No,
the good you had one. It right the first time. It was a shit one.
No, because
plus Johnny Young Bosch is too old to play anyone in that movie, with the exception of maybe like a general or the general. Though, going back to our
okay, now Cassidy Wester.
He didn't play Tetsuo in the redub.
So for Akira, I'm gonna go with the guy who played L in Death Note. The guy from Get Out. He's really good.
For Akira?
Yeah, because they're going to cast it older. It's not going to be children. They're going to cast it older.
They can't... Oh, my God.
Dude, they were going to get Leo to play Kato in the last one they did.
God, you were terrible with names.
I don't care. It's
God. No, you can't.
I just really like the guy who played L. And the guy who
like, if you had said Kaneda or Tetsuo, I'd have been fine with that. But Akira.
Well, no, Akira's got to be. Akira's got
to
be a kid.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, those characters surrounded by him need to be kids.
So I'll cast the kid with the lisp from Stranger Things. I like him, and I want to see him play a villain.
He's not even a villain. Oh my God.
Akira is a villain.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he kind of is. He's an anti-hero. He tries to destroy the world.
No, that's Tetsuo. Akira is barely in the movie, in the manga, or not, I don't know about the manga, but he's barely in the movie. He's basically the kid that they dissected in the past, and he just comes back to life kind of like Dr. Manhattan. Tetsuo is the guy that was with the fucking arm.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, and then Kaneda's the dude with the bike.
Okay. Well, I knew that one. Dude, it's been like 20, 25 years. Because it didn't leave a big impression on me. Mm-hmm. I think because it was so hyped up to me, much like Watchmen.
I can see if that movie was hyped up to me. But I saw it blind, so that's why I love that movie.
And that's why I like Appleseed so much. I saw that blind in the original Ghost in the Shell.
I have the original Ghost in the Shell. I don't have the original
Appleseed. So good. That should be made into a movie.
Because
that you could do with Western actors.
The
because
original,
the way Appleseed's drawn totally Western.
The original movie. Appleseed, that wasn't computer animated, correct?
No. Okay. That was...
I don't know.
Oh, the sequel Appleseed, that computer... That was garbage.
I have that.
What?
I don't remember if I liked it or not. I know I liked it at the time.
No licking.
And I don't remember...
Because Sci-Fi Channel, because that's how I saw Appleseed, back when middle school or maybe first year, before I could drive, I know that much, Sci-Fi late night would show like Red Shoe Diaries.
Red Shoe Diaries?
Yeah, softcore porn. Emmanuel, softcore porn from France. And
are you talking about Cinemax or Sci-Fi? Because that sounds like Cinemax you're talking about. I think you're confusing two things.
No, what? Okay, it's been a while. No,
because I retained the most random shit.
I know, one of those ones.
Because Emmanuel, I remember that from Cinemax.
Yeah, that was Cinemax. Maybe Red
Even
Shoes.
Though I'm outing myself for actually watching that.
Fuck it, we all did that.
I mean,
we all watched porn.
I was 13, and that was all I could get.
Real Sex was HBO.
I think Red Shoe was
Showtime. I want to say...
I think Red Shoe was Showtime.
I think Red Shoe was Showtime. So, anyways, they had that, and they also had like an anime block on the weekends.
Did they?
Yeah, it was really
I know Sci-Fi had Saturday Anime, which I watched religiously.
Yeah, no, but Showtime had an anime block for a couple hours, and it was uncensored anime.
Actually, I vaguely remember that. I could never watch it because I never had Showtime.
It was late as shit, too. But yeah, I watched that like Saturday night. That's when I saw Appleseed for the first time.
Okay.
That's what introduced me to Gundam. That wasn't Gundam Wing. Ghost in the Shell, that's where I saw it first. And a handful of other... It was mostly movies, not series. They showed mostly movies. But yeah, it was really cool, and it was all uncensored.
I'm going to have to look that up, because now I'm kind of curious what they showed. Because I know what Sci-Fi Channel showed. Yeah. Because they showed the same ones over and over again. That's why
I... That's where I saw Akira the first time with Showtime. Not Showtime.
Saturday Night. Yeah, or yeah, Saturday Night.
But yeah, it was cool because they'd show the movies uncensored. So you get all the cuss words, all the blood, all the nudity. But yeah, Appleseed, so fucking good.
I'm going to have to look that one up because I never saw that one.
I got to say the 1980s anime that's not Dragon Ball. I got to say Appleseed's my favorite. Appleseed's probably my favorite anime movie from the 80s.
You know, I think I would go with Vampire Hunter D.
Is that 80s?
Yeah. Actually, that might have been 70s, honestly.
Because I didn't see that until we were in high school.
That was one of the Saturday anime shows.
I saw the DVD, Jason Bourne, the Memorial, that same with Ninja Scroll. I didn't see that until the 90s.
Oh, Ninja Scroll. I forgot about Ninja Scroll.
Though I rewatched Ninja Scroll in college. Did not hold up for me.
Oh, it held up for me. I love that movie.
Oh, no. Bernie showed me Ninja Scroll, not Jason.
Yeah. Ninja Scroll. I might watch that later because I have it.
No. Jameson, stop looking into the camera. It's unprofessional.
Yeah.
You're fired. This is your last week on the podcast. that actually became a better podcast than I expected it to be with just the two of us. Because we haven't done a Josh Nelson podcast, not counting Armbar, for a long time.
I think it helps that neither one of us is distracted by a video game.
Yeah, that's why I suggested no game this week.
Yeah, because that's why we need three people if we play a game.
Yeah, because someone can get distracted by the video game. You guys can see the living room again because I redid it because... The way we had it when we did Drunk Mario, we were sitting on the other side. TVs are here, now the TV's over there. We're over here. I'm over here now. I'm over there. You thought I was over there. I'm over here now. Stop looking at the camera. Now stop looking at me. You're very unprofessional. It's like you've never done this before.
He kept trying to lick my hand.
Don't lick your co-hosts. Jesus. Look at Taylor. See, Taylor's a professional. Look at that. She's just chilling. She don't care. You trying to get up all in the camera. You're looking at the camera. Looking at me. Looking at you. Looking down. Licking yourself. Jesus. Don't growl at me. There's no fellatio.
He doesn't like being called out for his behind door activities.
Eh, sicko.
Oh, did we cover everything on the mat?
Dude, that was it on the docket. Yeah, there was nothing this week. It was a light week.
What else did you see on Showtime as far as those animes were concerned?
That's all I can remember off the top of my head. I'd have to literally like look it up.
Cause now I'm like, what don't I have that I used to love from sci-fi? Like I don't have Kashan the Robot Fighter. I don't have Robot Carnival. Those are two that I.
Robot Carnival. I don't know what that is.
Robot Carnival was just one of those anthology movies where it's just like different short stories.
All I know is I'm going to put some Overwatch now. So I think we're going to end the podcast. We can reminisce about anime while we're playing Overwatch. Because Funhouse, they did their season finale of season 6. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a ringer. And they were dominating. Which, what I do love, and I suggest, you can probably find other Overwatch videos, but I enjoy the Funhouse guys. Lots of strategies I've gotten from them. Oh, like, if we got problems with the D.Va... One of us is going to have to get good with Zarya. She's apparently a good counter to D.Va.
Zarya's hard to use. Because, like,
We got to get good with her.
I'm not used to her freaking... Like, I tried to use her before. Her freaking... her proton pack or whatever the hell you want to call it. That shit... Like, I can't get a grasp of how to use her.
And we have to get a good Mercy too, because I have found when we're playing and if I'm using Mercy, we lose out on DPS. Because let's face it, usually when we're playing, whether we're playing with a group of our friends or we're playing with randos, you and I usually have the most kills. Not counting Sean, because sometimes Sean goes on tears or something.
Yeah. But if it's just us and we get stuck with shitty people, my deaths are almost as high as my kills.
Yeah.
If not like a really shit game and then they're higher.
Yeah, see, and I don't mind playing as Mercy if we have a good team with DPS, but I found a lot of times when I drop off, like if I'm not using Pharah, if I'm not using Bastion, if I'm not using Soldier 76, like I have found that we drop off horribly with kills and defense. It's like I'm doing a good job keeping people alive, but then no one protects me, which irritates the piss out of me. Because, I'm the healer. You got to protect me because I can't do shit for the most part.
Yeah, I think when we get...
James, you want to be a good Mercy? Can you be a good Mercy?
When we get stuck with crappy people, I might have to start switching back to Orisa.
Yeah.
Because if we have crappy people, I can't do what I need to do as D.Va.
Welcome I've noticed to that. Overwatch talk.
Yeah. Welcome to Overwatch.
Which, by the way, I know we promise things all the time, and sometimes we deliver, sometimes we don't. Which, by the way, tomorrow we start filming phase 3 of the Balking Plan, so
look who knows when we get to see that, probably like
tomorrow. You'll probably see it next week. Yeah. Because, let's face it, I think there's only 3 or 4 videos we have to make for that, so we can probably have the first video out by Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have it out by Wednesday. So look for that next week, maybe the week after. We're going to start doing some more gameplay footage. We bought some retro games, and we have the NES Classic. The SNES Classic is coming in the mail next week. So James and I are going to start playing classic games. We're going to film those just for game sessions. Some of them, they're going to be like long, like hour and a half long videos. Just us playing through a game with some commentary, stuff like that. Others, like lesser games that aren't as fun to play, we're going to play and make fun of. I do want to start a video.
So we're going to get Battleborn?
Yeah. I do want to start a video series, though, Nelson, of you playing games and me and maybe Izzo or me and maybe James, maybe we'll be a rotating third person, making fun of the game behind you and maybe making fun of your playing depending on the game and how well or how badly you play.
You know what we can start off with?
What?
I still have sneaking.
Oh, we can start off with that, yeah. But yeah, we've got some more setup. We've got some more ideas. So we're going to start with some more videos.
Yeah, there's some...
And also we're going to release the uncut, not episodic, just one long. It's like a feature film of Drunk Mario Season 2. The reason why we haven't released and we had promised it before is because it's not as good as Season 1. It's not nearly as funny. I know I'm selling.
I wasn't nearly as drunk. That's
we didn't get nearly as drunk because freaking Stephanie and Corey weren't drinking, and I was drinking, but I wasn't dying that much.
I was drinking, but you didn't start me off with a small bottle of tequila.
Yeah, and freaking Corey made that delicious.
Oh yeah, so we were
full.
Yeah, we weren't absorbing that alcohol.
Season 1, we were drinking on empty stomachs. So yeah, so Season 2 is going to get released.
It was like 2 hours before we got that pizza.
Yeah, Season 2 is going to get released soon. It's going to be uncut. It's going to be one long video. So look for that soon. So we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming out. A bunch of more stuff.
There's a couple ideas kicking around.
If you like this podcast, if you like our videos, like, subscribe. If you share it with a friend. If you don't like it, share it with people you don't like. Like, we all have those family members on Facebook that irritate us with their political posts. Say, hey, you'll like this. Make them watch our video. That is their punishment. So as we always say here, good night, Tokyo.
Yep. Good night, Jimmy.